Hey everyone, you're listening to First You Hustle on WCRS FM 92.7 and 98.3. I'm Jordan Bell. Welcome back to another summer session where I've brought back our co-host, guest extraordinaire from last week, Eli Van Sickle. Hello, Eli.
First You Hustle, let's do it.
Hi, Jordan. So we were just scratching the surface of this playlist that I said, Eli, make a playlist. Just whatever motivates you, put it in there, and then I will find the career themes. I'll find the motivational themes that will help all the listeners out there in their life kind of tackle whatever it is they're doing. And so we scratched the surface with some great things last week, but there's much more to do, and that's why you're back this week. And, as we move through the playlist, I mean, I think last week there were themes of kind of like you can do this, like go – conquer the world, take on things that are important to you, like embrace the being fed up with things and kind of moving on in your journey. Do you feel like we're moving into a different phase of the playlist, or you feel like we're going to continue in that? Maybe, or spoilers, should we just get into it?
Yeah, a little bit. It sticks with the motivation piece, but sometimes you need different types of motivation. Sometimes you need some comfort in order to tell yourself that it's going to be okay. Sometimes you need to know that you're not alone. Sometimes you need to know that you're not a failure, even though you think you are. And sometimes you need to just get off your butt and do it.
That doesn't motivate you. I don't know. Well, you can just turn off the radio right now.
It's a little on the nose, you know.
But you know, I like. That's what I love about Funkadelic is like, even though they're telling you to do that in this song, I feel like most of their songs are basically telling you to do this.
I know.
But you know, that's like this resonates with a message that I tell students all the time. And, you know, for other listeners out there, you know, my primary area of career advice is for people that want to do creative things and are doing creative projects. And this is where it lives and thrives. It's like, you just got to get up and you got to get in the game and you got to do it, and you're going to make mistakes, and it's going to be cringe moments. There's going to be failure, but you just got to be in the game.
Yeah, the older I get and, you know, the more I progress in my career, the more I understand that you regret the things you don't try or you don't do. And, you know, sometimes you don't succeed. Sometimes you fail, whatever that means in the given moment. And sometimes you get really down on yourself. I'm someone who experiences getting really down on myself easily. And so, you know, sometimes it's important for me to hear, hey, you just got to get off your butt and do it. And sometimes it's important for me to, you know, realize that it's, you know, if I don't succeed in something, it's not a flaw in my person. It doesn't make me worthy of being loved, loving myself, or caring for myself or others.
Yeah, you know, I think we're all afraid of the feeling of what happens if it doesn't work out. And we forget about the feeling of, I wish I would have. Or if you're a younger person, you might not have experienced that feeling yet of like, oh, I wish I would have, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, started doing this, started doing that, been more like this, been more like that. To me, that feeling is always worse than the, it didn't work out the way I thought. I'll take that bad feeling over the, like, well, I guess I'll never know if it would have worked out because I never tried it.
Yeah, well, and I remember being young and thinking, like, well, I ought to try this because I probably will never have another chance. And it's okay to try, and whatever comes of it, comes of it. It's okay. You're okay. You will be okay after this. I love you just got
to
do it.
The phrase, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is today. I don't know if you ever heard that.
What is that, an Eastern thing, or did Spock say it on Star Trek? Maybe, or?
I don't know where I heard it, but basically, it's like there are some things that, like, yeah, you wish you would have started doing many years ago. Like planting a tree 20 years ago would have been great. You'd have this nice big tree.
Yeah,
and so you can't do it then because you can't go back in time. So the next best time is today.
Yeah,
and then that way in 20 years you have it. And they say that about the stock market too. Like the best time to invest was, you know, 20 years ago. The next best day is today because it's all about time in the market is, you know, going to get you more money if you're investing wisely and you have a good balanced portfolio. But it's about length of time. Same with.
Okay, Jordan, fine. You've convinced me. I'll start jogging.
See, you know, it's like if that's something you're like, ah, I can't do it now because I should have done it 10 years ago. It's like then today. Is the day you
today's
start.
The only kind time you can.
That's right.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like.
You know, when I think of people, when I think of my friends, everybody that I know, and everybody else, I think how different we all are. And yet there are some things about us that are the same. We each have a body, and we each have feelings. And in some way, just by being a human being, each one of us is very, very fancy.
So that's a little different from Funkadelic.
Yeah,
I was just saying to you while I was playing, I haven't heard Mr. Rogers' voice in so long, and it just really kind of takes you back.
It takes you back, and you know, the fact that it's intentionally warm, intentionally soft, intentionally, it always gives me a great deal of comfort. But you know, when you and I are coworkers, right? And you saw me on the day of my interview, and that morning I got up really early because I was so anxious and stressed about it. And the first thing I did was listen to that song, because you know, nostalgia factor, hearing Mr. Rogers from my childhood was nice. But also it's like, hey, whatever happens here, I'm still a person. I'm still okay. I'm still liked by people. You know, sometimes we need reminders of that.
Yeah, you know, there's like, I think we can lose sight of our self-efficacy, but also our empathy for others, that like, you know, there are things that make us all the same. And the feelings that we have are the feelings that other people have or can understand too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes makes it easier to understand what someone else is going through.
Sometimes I'm so busy hustling for myself that I forget that everyone else is hustling too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It, you know, we're all in this.
Yeah.
We're all doing it. Everyone has their journey. I often think about that. I wonder, like, you know, where people are going and what they're doing and what they have a hope, they have a dream, just like, you know, you and I do.
Yeah.
There's that. It's good to recognize that in other people. It kind of makes it, to me, it's the like, is it Hutton here or is it just me? And when you find out it's everybody, then you're like, it kind of makes you more comfortable.
It's reassuring. It makes you reassured, and it makes you feel like it's okay to feel your feelings or to want your wants or to think that you're what you think.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah. But it all starts with Mr. Rogers. I mean, come on, what's better than Mr. Rogers?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's definitely one that will, anytime you're feeling blue, yeah, find some Mr. Rogers. Because I don't think it's not on TV. I don't know if they don't rerun it anymore. But
I don't know. Maybe stuff. You know. I don't know. You can find the stuff on YouTube. You can find, I'm sure, on one of these streaming sites, you can find Mr. Rogers. But yeah, so this next song is sort of a softer thing. This is like my number one thing. I like listening to chill hop when I need background music to like keep me calm but also keep me moving, give me a sense of rhythm. And this is my top. It's by No Spirit, called Pacific.
Thank you.
changed up the mood here on that one.
I don't know. It's a nice transition from Mr. Rogers, I think.
Well, I'm kind of comparing that plus Mr. Rogers after Funkadelic was kind of like, we like lit the firecracker, then it's just like immediately mellow out.
Look, you know, we can justify this. I mean, when you're on the hustle, when you're on the grind, you're pursuing your artistic pursuits, especially like you feel different things at different times. And sometimes the background music of your life can change. I just happen to like all kinds of music. So when you asked me to put together a playlist, I was like, this is a sandbox. Let's go.
And to go back to my original pledge to you, I can connect everything. And as I was listening to that, I was thinking about like how we started this show of like, you know, like you got to get in there, you got to be in the game, you got to be active. But also a lot of times, especially when it comes to our career goals are these long journeys. These are marathons. Yeah. And so we need to be focused. We need to be patient. We need to be methodical about how we move forward with ourselves, but we also need to be motivated. So we need the kick in the butt from Funkadelic to like get in there. But once you're in there, it's not going to happen overnight.
Right. And you need to, what brings you back on day two? What, you know, okay, I've got to sit down and do this, but the act of completing it needs more.
Yeah. You know, there is, I think of another phrase. I think of a lot of like phrases here after
becoming a theme of the show. You just have a million bumper stickers just a bunch of quotes.
Right into first you hustle for your bumper sticker. No, but there's a phrase in media and film and in production. Maybe you've heard this in theater too. Hurry up and wait.
Oh yeah.
It's a lot of hurry up and wait where it's like you gotta really turn something around fast and then you gotta wait on some other process to complete before you can continue. And that can be kind of frustrating, but sometimes our careers work in that way too, where we there's a lot of hustle, there's a lot of momentum, there's a lot of activity, and then there's a circumstance where we just got to wait.
You know,
we got to be patient. And those lo-fi kind of hip hop jams, they focus you.
Yeah,
kind of like
definitely.
They almost like slow. I don't know if for you, but like kind of slows your heartbeat a little
bit. It definitely. I have just a 20-hour playlist of that kind of music that I listen to a lot at work when I've got a bunch of emails to write, a bunch of spreadsheets to do, you know, because it's got that rhythm that moves me forward, but it's a steady heartbeat. And that's what I need sometimes. That's what we all need sometimes.
All right, we're gonna kind of move it back into a little bit more tempo, but we're still
let's wake the audience up a little bit. They might be driving.
Yeah, right. It's only 7:18 p.m. now, so hopefully you're not falling asleep this early. But this isn't one that's not gonna like rattle the windows, but this is another one that like takes me back.
You know? Yeah.
So let's just get into that.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. To be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, yeah, brighter.
child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
So that's "Oh Child" by the Five Stair Steps, and I feel like, so last week there were a couple songs that we listened to that were kind of musical in nature, and it's kind of making me think back to that, because again, this is like, there's a little bit of a story there, but it's also like you feel like there's a character in this that's like ready now for their next act.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and maybe it's like I always picture it as. You know, it's easy to think that a song is being sung to you, but I always picture that particular song as being sung to someone else, like a mother singing it to her child, you know? And that image, that story there, watching that, can be just as effective for me.
Yeah, you know, it's... what I like about that song too is, and I love when songs do this, is like each chorus is a little bit more intense.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little bit more oomph to it.
There's a rising aspect to that, a rising vibe to that song. And I think it's like, you know, it starts very soft and it's going to be okay. Things are going to get easier. And then it moves forward and rises and grows until eventually it's like right now. We're going to do it. It's actually going to happen.
And it almost feels like in the beginning, they're telling themselves that. And then at the end, they're telling you, they're telling everybody that, like, this is going to happen right now.
Yeah. And how often does that happen when we're quote unquote hustling, right? Like it starts with telling yourself that you can do this, or it starts with telling yourself that things are going to be okay. Or that things need to change. And then, you know, sometimes in order to sustain that or grow that, you need to hear it from someone else.
Yeah, and each time is a little bit more reinforcement, gives you a little bit more juice that, like, this is actually going to happen. We're actually going to make this work.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, based on the artist of the next one, I'm wondering, are we going to really flip the tempo here, but also...
We're flipping the tempo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're kind of almost bookmarking... bookending our show with like big high tempo, and this too is gonna
this will get you going. Well, but I think it's like, you know, in my experience of hustling, being a professional, you know, especially in the arts, it's like there are ups and downs, and this is an upper, definitely.
All right, and it's by the late great Coolio.
To its full potential, beat this and drop some game on the instrumental. And it's essential that you listen close and run to tell your folks that the locust spoke. First things first, since your date of birth, you've been kind of confused about what your life is worth. 50 million times your weight in gold, you gotta take control, cause fools don't let it be on. You can do anything that you wanna do. All you gotta do is put your brain into it. Take your time and educate your mind. And in the long run, I'm sure you'll find that if you walk the walk, you can talk the talk. But don't wait too long, cause life is short. And remember, no matter what they're telling you, if you try, you can be a winner too.
Keep on pushing, moving on up.
Rise, men and women, boys and girls.
Preach one, teach one, but we can't save the world all in one day. You got to take it play by play, and once you're on the path, don't you ever go astray. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You can give a man some wisdom, but you can't make him think. Stitching time saves nine, dirty bird gets the worm, but all you can think about is getting touched up on your burn. If knowledge is power and power is knowledge, then how so many idiots be graduating from colleges? Better to be silent and be thoughtful than to speak and remove all doubt. Know what I'm talking about? When opportunity knocks, you better let him in and sit him on down and try to be a friend. In order to be a veteran, first you gotta be a beginner. But if you keep on pushing, you could be a winner.
Keep on pushing, moving on up.
Everybody mind their business, we can all get down. It all starts in the home, cause once they grown, they gone. And once they on their own, you got to leave them alone. Be a leader, but if it can't be a leader, make sure your leader is a damn good teacher. And imagine if you were the car and life was a race. If somebody was holding your back, then you would have to give them some space. Put the pedal to the metal and mash out low. But make sure you stay in your lane and go stroke for stroke. We don't need no penalties or eliminations or disqualifications. What we need is penetration. I know you heard this before, but sometimes life is what you make it. I ain't the one that's known for faking the perpetrator. If Bobby was a Einstein and Phyllis was a Dilla and Michael Jackson was a thriller, then you could be a winner.
Don't push it now.
True from the good black diamond. Woo! We're gonna move on up.
Moving on up.
Lord have mercy, we're moving on up.
That's a great one to leave on.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone out there is feeling like they can't take this song now.
Come on. It's so great. Leave it to Coolio, right? We were talking about songs that make us nostalgic. Coolio takes me back.
Yeah. I miss, you know, Coolio. Coolio's no longer with us, but yeah, it was like, and there's a lot in Coolio's library that is like, it's kind of motivational or it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It kind of gives you a different flavor. There's a lot of Coolio that pumps me up.
Yeah. Well, and you know, a lot of people listen to hip hop or rap to pump themselves up. But you know, this is one of the more optimistic hip hop or rap songs that I've ever heard, mm-hmm. you know, and there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, I mean, listen to that. It's like, I feel like I can take anything on, but also I feel like everyone, we're all winners. Like
we're all together.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the line? If everybody minds your business, we can all get down. Like in that song. Like
yeah.
That's, come on. That's a great message.
And I don't know what year that was recorded, but it's probably 20 or 30 years ago, and it's still just as true today
yeah.
as it ever could be.
Yeah. Let's leave it to the millennials to talk about something just created 20 or 30 years ago being relevant.
Eli, thanks so much for joining me again this week. There's a lot more playlists to get through, so I think I'm going to have you back. Maybe we'll dive into some more of it.
I'm ready for it, Jordan. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, and thank you for listening to First You Hustle. Everyone, have a great week.